Welcome, everybody, to the Bama Boys Podcast. We are here in Alabama. You know, the name kind of admits to that we are from Alabama. But to introduce myself, I'm Dalton, a.k.a. D-R-O-D, and I didn't come alone here today to do this show. I brought along a co-host, so you can welcome him. A.K.A. Must, A.K.A. Thomas.
Hey, everybody. I'm just your fellow constitutionalist, Baptist.
you forgot one.
Man, what'd I forget?
The Freedom Caucus.
Yeah, part of the Freedom Caucus member. this is supposed to be good. I want to welcome everybody to this podcast. You know, we're gonna wing it. And see where it goes from there.
I'm going to lay it out for everybody. If you're looking for Glenn Beck or somebody like that, this probably ain't for you. We just two people who's going to sit here and shoot the crap. Whether it be politics, Bible, life, we're just going to shoot the crap.
Amen.
So, to start off the podcast, episode one, I wanted to read something to you, Must, and get your opinion on it.
Read it at me.
All right, here we go. This is from a investigator. In his interview with our office, Mr. Biden's memory was worse. He did not remember when he was vice president, forgetting on the first day of the interview when his term ended. If it was 2013, when did I stop being vice president? And forgetting on the second day of the interview when his term began. In 2009, am I still vice president? He did not remember even within several years when he won and his son Beau died. And his memory appeared hazy when describing the Afghanistan debate that was once so important to him. So there you go.
I'm going to say this, and you know, Dalton, here recently I changed my political party.
Yeah.
I'm an unknown political party. I consider myself a constitutionalist. I don't trust neither side.
Uh-huh.
Some may be offended to that, but I just don't.
I raise my cup.
I mean, just here recently, yesterday, they passed $96 billion. And no border relief.
Well, you know, about how much was it that they sent to Ukraine off of that? I can look it up.
It was in the 50-something. You'll have to look it up. I can't think of off the top of my head, but they sent it to Israel, and then they're over here preaching in the streets about a ceasefire, and you were sitting there funding the war. Both wars were funding. Two wars, people. Two.
Yep.
Y'all need to wake up and smell the crap in coffee. We've got an invasion going on our southern border.
Yep.
That money could have gone to secure that. $96 billion. Imagine the good that could have gone. But I'm ranting. Regardless, if you think Biden's a competent president, just go watch him when he was, just 10 years ago, watch him debate. I probably would have voted for him back then.
Yep.
That man has all the signs of dementia, but people are still going to vote for him, Dalton.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're going to vote for him. I mean, here's one more thing. I won't get you to the thoughts on this, and we can come back to the once I find the number on Ukraine. But we've got a spending problem as well.
$33 trillion across the board, people.
And it's not even just that. Spending it on a border bill that's sending money to other borders, not our own. I can't remember the figure, but it's less for our border than Ukraine's and Israel. So, which, you know, you support what you want. But if we're sending money to other countries to secure their borders, we might as well just go buy a Ukraine flag and put it out in the yard, and we're Ukraine now. So
$60 billion to Ukraine, folks.
$60 billion.
$14.1 billion to Israel.
Yep.
$10 billion to humanitarian aid.
Yeah.
And that's probably the only thing I probably would have voted for is that humanitarian aid. But we're over here funding proxy wars, people. Proxy yeah. wars.
Well, here's
America has always. Go ahead.
Here's another. Here's another figure for you to get you stirred up. We're on the spending subject. While Republicans were losing midterm elections in 2022, Ronna McDaniel, who's the head of the RNC, spent $70,000 on flowers, $263,000 on limousines, and $1 million on consulting.
That's why you can't trust.
While the Democrats only spent $700 on flowers, $7,000 on limousines, and $114,000 on consulting.
People, y'all really gotta watch who you vote for nowadays. And I've expressed this to D-Rod about it. You know, we've got, I guess the new term is rhinos now. I think
that's the term.
And yesterday just proves it, and it looks like Mitch McConnell has joined them.
Well, I was going to make a big statement about that on who voted for the bill. I'm a huge Kennedy fan from Louisiana.
Yeah.
But like he it. Voted for it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, people need to start waking up. This, I'm sorry to say it, but this whole we've got to help everybody in the world, it's time for somebody else to. We've been a police force since crapping World War I.
Mm-hmm.
We've been a police force in this country. We've tried to govern people. We've tried to protect people. And, I mean, that's fair.
Yep.
But when we've got trouble in our own country that we need to get figured out, we can't be spending $96 billion to fund proxy wars. And say what you want about Trump. Yes, I voted for him twice. Well, no, I wasn't old enough to vote for him the first time. Once. I would have voted for him twice if I could.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, he's not a good speaker. You know, maybe he does have a not such a good personality. But let me tell you, he got stuff done. He shot from the hip.
Yep.
It's been a while since we've seen a president. We got Biden just cowering. They bring him out, and I wouldn't be surprised if they bring him out in a wheelchair come next month. I mean, the man is falling apart. There needs to be term limits.
That brings up another question. And Glenn Beck's brought it up, and a lot more people are bringing it up. Even Vivek brought it up, which I want to talk about him here in a little while as well. But he brought up that Biden won't be the nominee.
I've heard this too.
That they think that they're going to replace him with somebody else. So we'll see.
I've heard Michelle Obama. I've heard all kinds. And let me tell you, people will vote for the Obamas. They have brainwashed. They brainwashed this country when they were during their presidential 8 years.
Oh yeah, they'll vote for Michelle Obama because I don't know why they're so popular. Because you look at the facts. I mean, the first 4 years of Obama's presidency, maybe you could make an argument that he done all right, but the last four, not really.
I'll say this. That I can accredit, I was such a young age when he first took office. And when he handed the reins, I was there. I was old enough to understand what was going on when he handed the reins to Trump. During that 8-year presidency, I can only think of one thing that man did, and that was the assassination of Osama bin Laden. And we need another moment of a unifying, you know, look at all the, what will fix this country right now is to end this whole woke mess, number one. Number two, to unify, like, and that brings it up too. Biden ran on unification.
Yeah, yeah.
We have never been more divided as a people.
Well, we're unified, man. It's great.
People voted for Biden because people believed, oh, he'll cancel my student debt. He still hasn't.
No, he ain't going to.
And I got news for you, he's not.
No, he's not. Yeah, I got news for everybody, too. They can sit here and go on about college debt. During Trump, I'm going to say this on record, and I may get in trouble, but I don't care. We're at the point now, it's time to start laying down the facts in America. During Trump, college was cheaper than it is now, and Biden run on making college better and cheaper and paying for it all. That's a bunch of bull.
You know, does everyone get a refund? You know, because I know people who went through college and, you know, had all that student debt. They worked their butts off. And that's another problem. This country has a problem with handouts. I've got no problem, Dalton. I've got no problem giving somebody who is actually disabled a check. I've got no problem with them taking my tax money, giving it to a veteran, somebody who's crippled, whatever.
Well, yeah, somebody who deserves it. Yeah.
So we've got that whole system right there needs to be fixed, because just recently I filed my taxes, right? Of course, I filed single. Folks, I'd be lucky to get $80 back. I don't know what changed. People keep telling me it was COVID. I don't know what happened, but under Trump, I was getting almost over $1,000 back a year.
Yeah.
And people say, well, he taxed the rich. He didn't tax the rich. Well, I consider myself a middle-class person, and I'm hurting.
Well, that's what Democrats do. They kill the middle class. They run on, oh, we're going to help the middle class. But it's secretly, they kill it. Because
and people's got this whole system too that they help. They're there for the low income. They're there for the poor. The Democrat, none of their bills are helping. Do you honestly believe that all this money is going to be free? We're already paying for it.
Well, no, it's not going to be free.
I mean, look at the price of groceries, and people say, "Well, that ain't Biden's fault." Well. Dang, the man's first day in office, he filed 100 executive orders. By the way, the border would still be secure if we was under Trump's laws that he had under the border. A system that worked for 4 years.
Another thing about the middle class, I don't think many people understand this, but the Democrats think it's such a great thing. A lot of people, you know, are with them on it, and I don't understand it because... You gotta look beyond the blinders here, and your glasses take you in. You know, you got little blinders on your glasses these days, people. You attack the rich people, and you try to take out the rich folks in the country. Guess what that does? That takes out the middle class.
Goods goes up.
I mean,
prices go up.
I don't know how people don't understand that. When you take out the rich, you're taking out the middle class as well. Who you think giving the middle class people jobs? The rich people.
Speaking of jobs, I know Biden constantly has been touting his unemployment rate. You know, it's funny, you know, half of it. And, you know, people pull up charts every which way. But, I mean, it doesn't take a blind man to know where he's at. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a blind man to know his name, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
People coming back to work off COVID. I was one of them that was laid off, right? But I was under Trump, you know. I was laid off for about 4 months. And I know some people who, you know, just got back to work in 21, 22. You know, and now you got whole working from home, and now people are starting to reiterate back to work. I'll say this. The reason his unemployment rate's so good right now, if you can say it is people's having to work multiple jobs to afford the American dream. And let me tell you, it ain't American dream no more. If anything, it's an American nightmare.
Well, Cody Rhodes. Are you talking about Cody Rhodes?
Cody Rhodes, you know, we'll talk about WWE, you know.
Well, Cody Rhodes is going to finish the story. Can Biden finish the story in 2024?
Well, we'll see. You know, I'll say this. The man doesn't need to be the next president. He doesn't need four more years. And that's not coming from a right-wing standpoint, because I don't consider myself right-wing, which some other people might. I vote towards my religion. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Christian. I'm a God-fearing, you know, Christian. And I'll always be that. You know, I'm saved and sanctified. And, of course, Biden claims he's a Catholic, which... Last time I checked, some of these policies he's passing ain't really Catholic-y.
Well, they ain't anything-ly.
Yeah. So,
well, let me read you something while you're thinking about
that. Go ahead.
I want to read you something that was written this morning by Steve Deese, who produced the movie Nefarious, which you people out there, if you haven't seen it, it's on Tubi for free.
Go watch it.
Go watch it. It's a great movie.
Real good movie.
Brings out a lot of stuff that's happening in the world and does it in a possession way. You know, it's listed under horror movies, but you need to watch it because it's not like your regular Exorcist movie.
I wouldn't consider it a scary movie.
It's listed under horror. It's not scary, but it is listed under horror because it does deal with demonic presence and everything, possession, so... And a lot of people are today, unfortunately.
Yep.
All right, here you go. Here's what he wrote this morning, talking about yesterday and what happened yesterday. Yesterday, the Supreme Court held arguments over whether a cause, I don't like them clause, could be used to remove candidates from the ballot without any due process. Another state Supreme Court created an Aloha clause to ignore the Constitution, and it was declared to a world full of enemies our president is too senile and feeble to be held accountable by the Department of Justice, which our president confirmed with another mental meltdown in a primetime press conference last night. I'd post a sarcastic meme to sum it all up, but we are too far down the rabbit hole for gallows humor to soothe the pain and frustration now. This is end of empire stuff straight out of history books. The stuff of divine judgment. But we called it Thursday in America. So
that's good.
Here you
go.
That's
good. Well, you know, the Bible talks about a lot of this stuff. You know, about people not believing and people being there being a great and falling away. I think COVID was evident of that enough.
Oh, yeah.
And empires rise and fall, and I got news for y'all. If America doesn't get back on track, I mean, we could be looking at a global war, you know. We're too worried about what people's genders are and not too worried about our own safety.
Well,
you know, our own economy, our own...
Well,
I just don't get that logic. And let me tell you something. If you think you can go against the Constitution, you best think twice, because they've been trying to do that since it was written.
Oh, my goodness.
And it has failed every time.
You're going right along with my quote that I was going to say. I've got to say it now that you said that. And this is from your buddy.
Uh-oh.
And my buddy, too. I love him. Here we go. White liberals, you see, suffer from their own victimhood complex today. Their oppressor is not any particular race, gender, or class, but they do have a hated overseer. Their abuser is the Constitution itself. And you want to know who said that?
Who?
Vivek Ramaswamy.
I really wish. I hope he gets vice president. I really do.
He's in the running.
You know, because he's who I would have picked over Trump.
Oh, me and you had conversations.
Yep.
And I told you from the get-go. I said, listen, I know everybody else around here is on the Trump train. That's fine. I said, but if it come down to it in Alabama, on a ballot between Trump and Vivek, I would vote Vivek. And I still stand by that statement, because he's a young buck. He's educated. I've read one of his books, Fixing to Start on the Other. I mean, he is just on point about everything. I mean, he's young. He's ready to go. And if Trump gets it in 24, makes him vice president, he'll be ready to run in 2028.
Yep. I think a lot of people are hoping for him to be the vice president pick. And, you know, it'd be a good, if Trump, which, I mean, he's, let's just be honest, Nikki ain't getting it. And Nikki is not going to win this whole Republican primary. I got news for her. And I think Nevada was evidence enough of that this week, where I think it was 60% of the Republican voters said none of these candidates. And so, and that's just the logic behind it. So Trump's going to be your Republican nominee. And there's nothing in that Constitution that makes him not eligible to be the nominee. I will vote for him even if he's behind bars, because the alternative is a senile old man who don't know what he had for breakfast.
No, he don't know what he had for breakfast. You don't know what he's having for dinner.
And it's just hard for me to wrap my head around. You know, I was born in 2000, right? And, you know, 9/11 happened a year after.
Yeah.
And such unifying thing happened in this country. Everyone banded together for one enemy, right? Mm-hmm. Which I think the enemy now is Satan himself, evil itself.
Oh, most definitely.
That's just proof enough of what's going on. I mean, you can look around. Mm-hmm. You can try to blind yourself all you want. Yep. But evidence is enough. The evidence is enough.
Mm-hmm.
To look around. People get too offended too easily nowadays. Like, if I call you a he or she, you're going to get offended. And I'm sorry to say this, folks, and maybe this is a little bit of Republican still in me, but God made two genders. They ain't 64. They ain't 48. There's two. Now, in your mind, you might think you're different, but biologically, you are not. If we was to take your DNA, we would figure out what you are. I mean, it's not rocket science. It's really not. We do the same thing with animals. We figure out what they are. Oh, well, he's a male. It's a male dog. It's a female dog. It's a male cat. Like, we can tell that, but just by looking. It's the same way with a human. You can have all the surgery you want. And nowadays, you know, you don't know who you're talking to nowadays, but regardless, my Bible tells me there are two genders, and we've got to quit worrying. Of course, you know, I don't hate these people, Dalton.
No,
I really don't. Jesus tells us to love
people. You're not supposed to. Nobody's
supposed
to.
And that's another thing. You've got some of these people talking about, you know, they need to be out of this country and stuff. Well, I disagree. You know, I think we need to love them. We need to show them, but we can't force them. You know, God don't force his love on anybody.
No, he don't. That's a theological debate, really, but...
Oh, is it?
You know, I hate to bring this up, but I've heard it for a year or two now. When that song come out, now I don't know if you've heard it before, the Gaither Vocal Band sings it, but they got it from another big music group that's big into worship music now. It's called Reckless Love. And talking about reckless love and God coming and I think it's in the song, in the lyric, talks about busting down walls to get to you and everything, you know. And there is this big whirlwind, mainly here in the Baptist faith and a couple others, said that song was theologically incorrect. And I thought about it, and I was like, well, you know, they may be right. I thought about it. And I finally, I come up with a little conclusion on that. And, you know, who knows if I'm right or wrong. I will find out one day. But I was thinking about one of our good buddies. The people listening don't know him, but hopefully he listens to this and he'll know what I'm talking about. Jody Brandon. I was seriously thinking about Jody Brandon. And I said to myself, if the Lord could show his love to Jody Brandon and save that stubborn boy, I would say God's love is reckless to save somebody as stubborn as Jody Brandon. I mean, really. Wow.
Very true. You know, I've heard, you know, for even me, a little bit of my testimony before I came to Christ. You know, I wasn't politically motivated. I think it was you. You know, I believe God puts, what's the word I'm looking for? Pillars in your life that you can lean on.
Yeah, columns.
God just lays the foundation.
Yeah.
It's you who choose to follow. You know, I think it says the only sin in the Bible is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, meaning rejecting God's calling, you know. And there's no telling. I mean, he's probably keep calling and keep calling to you and keep
that's
calling to
saying.
You.
That's what I'm saying. That's why the song is somewhat correct, because he will go jump through hoops to get to you.
But eventually it's going to come a time where the door is going to close.
Exactly. Yeah.
What I'm getting to is he don't take you by the throat and say you're going to love me.
No, it ain't no, violent. Violent love.
Yeah. Yeah. You make the free will choice just as I made it and billions of people have made it to follow Christ, the true and only God. Sorry if I've offended anybody, but it's the truth. And that's you can go to, you know, Dalton, I think I've brought this up to you and Jody in our Sunday school class. We all go to church together. I've been delving into the science of, you know, God and the Christian faith and all the disciples, the Old Testament, currently reading the Old Testament. And folks, let me tell you, the evidence enough is there.
Oh, yeah.
Even, and that's outside evidence. They wrote about Jesus, the Roman historians, the Jewish historians, the same people who crucified Jesus wrote about him.
Yeah.
Josephus wrote about him. He was a real man.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they said? They said he performed miracles. He was a witch. They said he had, what was the word Josephus used? I think it was that he performed witchcraft or something.
Witchcraft,
some sort.
I believe so. Yeah.
They believed that he was imbued with demons or something, you know. And, you know, because to say you were the Messiah back in that day was a crime, you know.
Yeah, that's
and today still people still don't believe. And let me tell you, folks, it's in the Bible. He says, I am.
I am the law of Moses?
When John the Baptist was baptizing Jesus, this is my son. Folks,
I am the law of Moses. Is that what it said?
I am the law of Moses.
Is that what it said in the Bible?
I don't think it says. I think it says I am.
I'm just trying to get people stirred up out there because I know there's a big controversy about that. But it's the truth, whether it's written in there or not. It's the truth.
And you know, the church nowadays have gotten so they're acting like the Philistines or whatever.
Yeah, and the Pharisees.
The Pharisees, yes.
That's what
the Pharisees,
about.
And yeah, that's who I'm thinking about. The Pharisees, about all this bylaws and all this to worship Christ. I got news for you, folks. It says it clearly in the Bible. You know, ye who call upon my name, Let me just well up on the scripture, Dalton. You go ahead and talk to him. I'm going to pull up some scripture here.
You brought this up at a good time because, you know, me and you talked last night about doing this thing. And I'm like, if we do it, I have got to use a quote that I heard somewhere. And I don't remember who I heard it from or if I come up with this in my mind. I don't know. Somebody said this before. And I don't want to plagiarize anybody, but I don't know. It just popped in my head when we was talking last night about Bible and stuff like that and this podcast and people who don't believe and people who want to argue with you. The fact is, and I told you last night that you was having a debate with an atheist at your workplace.
Yep.
And I told you, you need to tell him, you can discredit the Bible all day long, but you can't disprove God.
Amen.
I mean, we can come up with all this stuff. Me and you and Jody talked the other day. I've been doing a Matthew Bible study in the book of Matthew, and you know, a lot of people out there was like, "Well, these discrepancies between Matthew and Luke and the genealogy of Jesus," when it plainly, you just look at context, it's in Matthew, you're looking at the point of Joseph and his genealogy. In Luke, you're looking at Mary's POV and genealogy. But people want to try to discredit the Bible by finding little things that they can try to say, oh, look at this. This is wrong. This is different from that. And yeah, you can try to discredit it all day long. But I want anybody out there who's listening to this to send me, you know, proof that God doesn't exist. There is none. There's none.
They've been trying to do that since it was written.
Exactly. I mean, they done it back in the day.
Even when they was hanging Jesus on the cross, they tried to discredit God.
They were trying to disprove him and everything. And here we are, still today. Nobody's been able to do it. Maybe there's some smarticle out there, Albert Einstein 2.0 out there, who maybe can point it out to me. Bring it on. I'm ready. I'm ready to rumble. We done missed the WWE Rumble. That was a month ago. But I'm ready to rumble.
Yeah, time for a gospel rumble.
It's time for a theologically biblical gospel rumble. And I'm ready.
Me talking about me, you know, whenever I talk to an atheist, anybody listening to themselves who listening to this, and I'm sure it's going to take us a while to try to get traction or viewers in that case, but where does love come from?
It comes from the Lord.
I asked that question to that atheist. I said, where do you get morals from? Is it a physical law, or is it a higher law that tells you that's not right? It's not right for me to slam a baby's head against the wall. You get what I'm saying? Why? Why do I feel that that's wrong? And then, of course, you have some people out there who thinks that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're just a little cuckoo in the head, but...
You got them.
Any sane person has morals.
Yeah.
And where we get those morals from, you can call it a chemical reaction. That don't sound right to me. Last time I checked, you can't get love from chemicals. God's real, folks. You know, your DNA is evident enough, and that was what I looked to, you know, outside the Bible into, you know, and talked to Jody about this, is our DNA is so complex. Hmm. And for an atheist to say we come from nothing, we came from a rock. Sorry, folks. Just don't happen. It just don't.
We got our morals from monkeys, man.
Why don't monkeys have morals now is what I'm trying to get to.
We got our morals from monkeys. I mean,
That's, yeah, well, I mean, apparently they got it from a rock.
Well, that's fine, too. I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it?
I mean, for just to disprove evolution here for a second.
Oh, Lord.
So evolution is, I guess, it would be the theory of an evolving race that would evolve to a greater race to survive and adapt to its habitat. Excuse me. And why is the old race still here? If we evolved from monkeys, why are they still here?
Well,
they should have died a long time ago, because if we're the chosen race, you know, that won the race, we evolved to a higher being, right? Mm-hmm. If we evolved to this higher being, why is their lower being still here?
Here you go, Thomas. The theory of evolution is based on the idea that all species are related and gradually change over time.
Yeah, well, I guess penguins come from whales then, right?
But I didn't know we still changing. Monkeys are still changing? Is that the point they're trying to make?
Well, I'll say this. I don't know. I dwelled into this. I think it's the horseshoe crab. I think it is, you know, a prehistoric crab that was thought to go extinct,
mm-hmm.
that they claim millions and millions of years old, hasn't changed. They found them. Has not evolved from millions of years. Still the same old crab. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just the evidence. I mean, you don't get an elephant from a bird. I mean, it's... For us to come into a sentient mind is astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
I can love my fellow brother in Christ, Dalton. Yeah. I can love somebody. You know, in the animal empire, it's just a chemical thing. There's no love. It's just a need to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, animals can love each other, like, to the extent of not wanting to be alone from that person,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I'm sorry, you just don't, you don't get order from chaos, and I'll just leave it at that.
No, you don't, man. We're talking about the Bible, and I know we're going to try to do this, I don't know, who knows what's going to happen from this. We may try to do this once a week, twice a week, once a month, once every 2 months, once every 3 months, who knows? But I've got to say this quote, and it's for everybody. It's for me, it's for you, it's for the atheist, and I challenge any of them to just pick up a Bible and read. Here's the quote, and it's by one of my favorite singers of all time. If the Bible doesn't lay you in the lap of Jesus, it hasn't done its job. Mark Lowry said that. It is the truth.
You know, I think I told you this quote yesterday. For us to, how'd it go? For us to know grace, we wouldn't know grace if we never needed grace.
Yep.
And that's just a fact. You know, we're fallen humans. And, you know, people can say, well, the Bible's a fairy tale book. Well, I mean, it's prophesied stuff that's come true.
Yep.
I mean, you know, people say, well, how could all them animals fit in the flood? You know, I'm in Exodus, you know, right now. I just got done with Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. The flood happened. There's too much evidence in this world. I think the Grand Canyon is evident enough.
Well, some people disagree with you.
Well, ain't no way no river cuts that. I'm sorry. It takes a divine person to cut that.
Yeah.
That just don't happen from no little river flowing off the top of a rock. Don't happen. And... you know, I bring up the dinosaurs, Dalton. You know, for them, I think me and you and Jody were talking about this. For there to even be fossils of dinosaurs, they would have to been buried quick.
Mm-hmm.
They would have deteriorated, being ate. There'd be nothing left. And I think they found soft tissue in dinosaur bones, if I'm not mistaken. Which that's another subject we'll just get on later down the road. But, and they find them in mass. They'll find multiple dinosaurs just laying by each other.
Yeah.
And they're perfectly preserved, almost as if they were buried like that. Mm. And I tell you what my Bible says. It says God opened up the depths.
Yeah, he did.
Brought all that dirt out. That's all I'm going to say, you know.
Well, here's another thing. And you talk about when I said Jesus. When the Bible lays you in the lap of Jesus, hadn't done his job. Now, I want you to get laid in the lap of Jesus and learn about him. Because Jesus was not only what we should be in the image, you know, what we should act like. He's a role model for what a leader should be. And
you know,
here's the problem. In America, you got leadership problems. It don't matter if you got it in Washington, at the White House, at the local church, at the local hospital, at the local school. If you got poor leadership in charge, everything else falls apart. And it's pitiful.
Right.
If you got a bad leader, everything else suffers. And like I said, doesn't matter if we got Joe Biden leading the country right now. That's why we're in shambles. We got coward preachers all around leading churches. That's why they're dying.
Sitting in the pews.
That's why they're dying.
You know, I want to say this to everyone listening, if anyone is listening. I come from a Church of Christ family. Don't know if anyone knows about denominations or not. I'm now a Baptist. And the building is not a church. I think me and you went last weekend and passed out flyers for the charity, gospel charity concert.
Yeah.
We hit the Jehovah Witness Church, the Catholic Church, Church of Christ Church, the Lutheran, the Seventh-day Adventist. We hit them all up.
Hold up. I got to tell my side story about the Jehovah's Witness Church.
Go ahead.
All right. So,
yeah, go ahead.
So we sitting here.
Get them fired up.
We sit here passing out flyers to all these churches. And we come up on top and says, there's a Jehovah Witness Church. I said, really? I didn't even know there was one around. I had no clue. So I said,
I didn't either.
Why not? Let's put a flyer up. Who knows? They may show up. We'll get to testify to them. So I pull in, and Thomas sees one car, and he thinks, well, they're probably cleaning the church. I said, yeah, they just cleaning the church. Walk on up there and put a flyer up there. What he didn't know was I could see the rest of the parking lot, and I knew that they were having church.
They were having church. Cameras pointed at me. I sit there and hang that flyer up. I take off running back to the church. And you know, people can believe all they want. You know, Baptists are not the only ones going to heaven. The church is a people, not a place, and people get that confused nowadays. Mm-hmm. We should be unifying the church body, especially nowadays. Where there's so much diversity between churches, so much division out there. Our church is the only right church. Let me tell you, no, it ain't. My Bible says where two are gathered, I am with them. You know, and I found my scripture, by the way. But I'll leave that towards the end. Regardless, we're too focused nowadays on what we're doing, how we're worshiping, and not too focused on getting to heaven, it seems like to me. I don't know about you, Dalton, but that's kind of what it seems to me. I think You know, when they went to Jesus, Rabbi, you know, do I need to get circumcised and all this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What'd he tell them?
Well, it's, you know, about the circumcision thing, you look at the Old Testament, that's a big deal.
Old Testament, that's what I'm saying.
Before Jesus came,
there's multiple evidence of they were slaughtering goats to get forgiveness for sins.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, God's wrath was shown in the Old Testament. Mm. But was it wrath or was it justice?
Well,
you know, we can have a theological debate about
that. That's another theological debate.
But, you know, I would like to think it's more of a justice thing.
Yeah.
You know, and let me say this. You know, I think one of the greatest examples of wrath, excluding the flood, or justice, excluding the flood, was Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think's going on nowadays? I'd like to see a comparison between Sodom and Gomorrah and today's America.
Well, it'd be interesting to see. I mean, we ain't been wiped out yet with a...
And that goes to prove God is a patient God.
Yeah.
You know, I told you, you know, how many years passed. God gave people, you know, and they say, well, God's a mass murderer. Well, he gave them hundreds of years to change. Hundreds.
Yep.
He gave Adam, from Adam to Noah, a millennia, 1,000 years passed.
Yep.
God is the God of chances. And that's just evident enough of Jesus Christ himself. But once you turn your back on that alone, it just don't set right with me, you know? And all the apostles, I heard something, I think, earlier this week, that if the Bible was not real, then it was written by 12 people who were psychopaths who came up with the greatest story of all time.
No, that's what I'm saying. The Bible's the greatest story on earth. Like goes back to my quote, woo woo woo. If you try, you can discredit the Bible all day long. You can't disprove God. The greatest story ever told.
People don't die for a lie. It just don't happen. If they got together and came up, let's create a figure named Jesus who saved humankind. I think John the Baptist was beheaded. One person was skinned alive. One of the apostles, can't think of off the top of my head. One was crucified upside down. These are gruesome, gruesome ways to die. And all they had to say was Jesus was not real.
Well, you know what my opinion was. You asked me about worship earlier, and now you're talking about the apostles dying.
Yep.
Here's a great song title that goes right along with it. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
You know, I'm guilty of that myself. You know, I fear death. When I had my surgery this past year, you know, I feared it, thought I had cancer, you know.
Yeah, I've been through that before.
You know, I feared, you know, but once I started praying and dwelling, I know where I'm going to be. There's no need to fear. But it's our human nature to fear. Our human nature to grieve. That's just who we are. We're an emotion-based species.
Mm-hmm.
And our emotions drive us.
Oh, yeah.
And not to get off topic at all, but, you know, before I came to Christ, I was not a passionate person. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't catch me crying. When you come to Christ, you got to humble yourselves. And that's why a lot of people don't come to Christ, because they don't want to see weakness. They don't want to show weakness. They don't want to change from their sinful ways, you got to give it all. And I'm guilty of picking my burdens back up, but I believe, you know, that my God says, you know, ye who believeth, that's John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I believe in Jesus Christ, Amen. And I believe I have that everlasting life. And a lot of people have got to start humbling themselves and loving each other. You know, we talked about, you know, the different genders. I don't hate these people. You know, me being politically motivated, I don't hate Democrats. But I don't hate liberals.
Here's the problem, Thomas. We got to cut the line here, because you got me and you can sit on here for 6 hours telling people they got to need to start loving. They need to start doing this. They need to humble themselves. Do they want to?
Yeah, that's another one.
Do the Christians want to?
You know,
do we want to? That's the question. The church, do we want to go to church on Sunday mornings, and we want to sit on the pew and say amen 2 times, sing 3 hymns, listen to the preacher for 15 minutes, go home,
go to lunch,
that's it. The rest of the week, we ain't humbling ourselves. We ain't doing nothing. And that's the problem. That's why your church, the devil, like Brother Wade Patterson says, if you don't think the devil can walk into church on Sunday morning and sit right beside you, you're mistaken. And you're wrong. Because
he can. He can quote scripture just like anybody. And that brings up nefarious, you know, with the whole... The priest they brought in the movie, you know, once the demon saw who he was, what he believed and stuff, he wasn't scared of him. That's the way I think the church is going now. You know, some of these churches are pride churches. You know, they say, well, don't have no thing about gays. I've got news for you. There's multiple scriptures where marriage is between a man and a woman. It's sacred.
I have no problem with them coming to church, though.
Yep. I mean, you know, there's a problem when the church says, how are they supposed to get saved, folks, if you don't allow them in the church?
Exactly.
But when these type of people start dividing your church and start controlling your church, when you know what's right and what's wrong because you want to have attendance.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Dalton, we have a very small church.
Yeah.
You know, you've talked about it before, you know, where we need to get more numbers, you know, and I think the Lord will bring us numbers when we need numbers, but, you know, right now.
That goes back to wanting. What do we want?
Do we want it?
You know, I mean, we got the witnessing class coming up. That's a big part of the Christian life is witness and faith. And sometimes you need a little boost in the butt to do it. And so here we go. Hopefully it'll work out. Hopefully we can get Raymond to talk about it here on the podcast one day. We'll see. But maybe we can get Jody on here. Who knows else?
You know, I hope this thing works out. I really do. You know, I think we hit them with the politics pretty hard there at the very start. But, you know, we're passionate about our country, me and Dalton are. And
oh, yeah.
We don't like the direction it's going in. And people say, well, it's going in a good direction. Well, I mean, look at what it's doing now, you know, inflation and all this stuff, children learning about. I got news for you. Ain't no kid need to learn what kind of gender you are. They're babies.
Well, that goes back to the, you know, they hound on us about freedom of speech, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
And then they want to use that as the argument for their point of view when it comes to stuff like that. So, I'm just saying. There's a little bombshell for you.
If there's a division between church and state, which I think the Supreme Court passed or whatever, then there's going to need to be a division. You can't just tell your kid how I'm going to word it. When you've got a precious mind as a child,
yeah,
you got that kid mind. Everything's happy. Everything's, you know, all fun and games. Mm-hmm. You don't need to talk to a child about. You can't talk to a child about financials, can you, Dalton?
Well, you can, but they don't understand it.
They ain't gonna understand it. That's what I'm saying. That's a conversation for later down in the road, and I don't want to get too political or whatever.
Well, here we are. I mean,
we're already here.
We're here.
I'm sure a lot of people won't watch.
There ain't no going back now. So,
yeah, it's done here. We're already at the bus is done stopped on the station.
The bus is at the station in Borderlands. We're done headed down the dirt path. So,
well, I don't like the way this country's going, and I think a lot of people aren't either,
but they won't speak up. It's time to start speaking up, people. We gotta hold the line. Stand up and start speaking your mind. Stand up and start having a political rumble with somebody. If you believe in it and you won't stand for it, then do it. It's time to turn our counties around, our cities around, and our countries around, and our churches around. Everything.
You know, I think going back into America's history, and you're a history, fussing to be a history major.
Yep.
Or a history major.
I'm half of one. I'll be fully one at the end of this year.
I mean, look at our history. You know, our founding fathers, you know, they were worshipers of God, and this country was founded on God. It's literally in our Pledge of Allegiance, in God we trust.
Well, they going to take off that God at all that sooner or later if we don't change leadership.
Well, if God's not in your leadership, your leadership's going to fail.
Well, that's where we're at.
This administration is enough to see that.
That's where we're at.
We're already here.
We're here.
and yes, we have corrupt people on both sides, Republican and Democrat. I'm not going to name no names, but there's people who claim to be in Christ who are not. There's wolves in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be scared if I was them. To be on the wrong side of God. I got asked this question from a person who doesn't go to church, but she's a follower. You know, she believes.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, you know, a lot of people feel judged when they walk in a church, and that's the church's fault for making mm-hmm. them feel that way. Yep. But you know what I told her? You know what I told her, Dalton?
Mm.
I said, I'd rather be judged by people than judged by God himself.
Oh, yeah.
When you enter those pearly gates, well, don't enter. When you get outside those pearly gates.
Yeah.
And you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scary thought in my mind. A lot of my friends who don't believe, you know, I fear for their souls.
Yeah, well.
I truly do. That I won't see them.
Well, you can't. I've told you before, you can't answer for them. You can only answer for yourself.
You can only plant the seed.
You can plant the seed. That's it. But you can't answer for them.
And so, you know, it's your choice. You make the choice. Nobody else can get you to heaven.
Nope.
And Dalton here can't get me to heaven. Of course, I believe I'm already going to heaven. I believe once saved, always saved. But. That's a theological debate, too.
We can cover that on an episode.
Yeah, but my mom can't get me to heaven. My pastor can't get me to heaven. Nobody can get yourself. You can only get yourself to heaven. And at the end of the day, I welcome anyone who's convicted to either message Dalton, who's feeling convicted, if anybody at all.
Mm-hmm.
Don't shy away from that.
Yeah.
You know, because I ran all my life. But once God gets a hold of you, and you willingly allow him in and profess him Lord and Savior of your life, your life will change. That's not saying you won't suffer. Lord, I suffer every day. You know?
Yeah, we all do.
I struggle. You know, and if you read your Bible, you'll see that the greatest men who walked with Jesus suffered and had doubts and sinned. Yep. I mean, you know, and Jesus never rebuked them.
Nope.
But if you start saying he is not real, he's going to.
Mm-hmm. Here's a quote for you. You know, I love quotes.
Oh, yeah, quote man.
I love quotes. And this is from probably one of my heroes in gospel music and one of the most influential people. If I'd never started listening to him and his music and everything.
David Phelps.
No.
Really?
Bill Gaither.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'd be, to be honest. He says, don't forget that the church at its worst is still better than the world at its best. And that's the truth.
Very true.
I mean,
man, that's a statement that hits home right there.
I mean, we need to fix the things that we do wrong as a church and people, Christians. But still, even at our worst, we're still, you know, better.
We have a lot of people who shove Christianity down people's throat. I don't know how many people I've talked to about it. How many atheists? Well, I was just shoved. My mom shoved it down my throat.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do what I want to do. And, you know, I was kind of the same way. It was shoved down my throat.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't even know the words I'm looking for. There's comes a moment in your life when you hit when you think you've hit rock bottom that I believe God shows himself more to you.
Yep, he will.
And people get surrounded by darkness. Why could God allow this evil to happen? Last time I checked, God's not the author of evil. Man is.
Mm-hmm.
When he gave us free will, we could have chose to obey him. We'd still probably, you know, I think we'd still be in the garden.
Yeah.
You know, but we chose to disobey.
Evil started.
But did God wipe us out?
No.
He didn't. He could have snapped his fingers and restarted.
No, he could have said, I'm done. I forget it.
This is it.
This is over.
I'm gonna make some aliens fly around in spaceships.
Yeah, we'll find something else. We can do this better. But he didn't. He didn't give up on us. Still don't.
He didn't. And you know, the book of Adam and Eve. You know, I read something today. There was so much that God showed in just those little, where you know when they came to realize who they were.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to call them by name. Where art thou? He didn't have to. He knew where they were at.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have to clothe them either. That's another thing people, I think, overlook.
No, he didn't.
The garments he made.
And his care. Love.
He cared for us. He cares for us. He wants us to better ourselves. But when we start rejecting that and evil, we start wanting evil. And, of course, I'm no saint at all. I'm as just as evil as the next person.
None of us are saints.
And exactly. No one's closer to God than my fellow, than the person next to me.
No, until people start pulling out on the highway in front of you.
Yeah.
And trying to just cause a 10-car pileup. Now, then people think they're closer than God. And think they're closer to God. I get so sick and tired of people. Oh, Lord, I'm going to lose my testimony here, I guess, on the podcast. But they pull out in front of people. They think they're closer to God than me. But, you know, Thomas has been a witness to my
road rage.
So there you go. Lord, send it on down.
It's a trip, folks. It's a trip. Yeah, send them on down. Lord, let the
Holy Ghost come on down. We need you.
You know, I heard a good song, and I felt the Holy Spirit stirring in me today when I heard it. And I think it's called The Man in the Middle.
Man in the
and
Middle.
And I think the guy that sings it's coming to Agape, Dalton.
Yeah, Dylan Mitchell, is that his name?
No, I think it's Rhett Walker.
Oh, Rhett Walker. Yeah, okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But regardless, man, it stirred me up a little bit. I didn't get tearful, but, Lord, I felt something inside me saying, whoa, that's good. And that's like we're fixing to go on this Gaither trip here in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every time you hear gospel music, that's how I know I'm saved, because I feel it. I feel the Holy Spirit stirring in me, moving me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Wade preached our revival, Dalton, Lord, I couldn't help but tear up when he started singing How Beautiful Heaven Must Be.
Oh, yeah. It's a great song.
That song tears me up. And I like to say I'm a macho man. No. When it comes to God, nobody's macho.
No, there ain't no Randy Savages around in heaven.
Now, you come and take my guns, which that's another subject.
We'll get on that another time. We'll be here 3 hours on that one. Time,
but, regardless, you know, us as men, we like to think we can't show no weakness.
Yeah.
But, Lord, now that I've, you know, known Christ going on almost 4 years now, I think it is, almost three, well, over three.
It'd be four.
February 2020, so it'd be four, yeah.
Yeah.
I admit, sometimes you got to humble yourself.
Yep.
And realize you're not in control anymore, you know. You've got to trust God. That's another thing. People have a selfishness issue.
Oh, yeah, they sell.
You've got to trust God.
That may be the biggest problem in America.
We like selfish. To think we're our own gods.
Yep, you got millions of their own gods walking around.
And, you know, I'm guilty of that. But here recently, I've been trying to step out the way. Whether it be the littlest prayer, Lord, just give me energy in the morning. I wake up real early.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, just give me energy. You know, this week, he's gave me energy.
He will.
I woke up ready to rock. And so,
I don't know if you
can say that's a miracle or a sign or what.
It could be. That's another theological. You know me, I like to sleep. It's another theological debate.
Ask and you shall receive. So I got to say.
Well, Well, that does kind of debunk some people's theories, but anyway, you look at it, you're talking about asking him, you know, to help you have energy, he will, and if you need, you know, if you ask him for help or some inspiration, he'll give that too. We both, and even Jody's talking about it, we all three have testimonies of having a bad day and the Lord put a song. You know, and most of the time...
What song's going on in my head right now?
You know, what is it?
Revive Us Again.
Revive Us Again. Fill Each Heart With Thy...
Sin.
I'll put sin there.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said earlier about Bill Gaither, I mean, Lord have mercy. That man, and some people call me Bill Gaither fanboy, but I am.
You got the hat.
I will take that moniker and run with it. That man and Gloria has written some of the greatest songs ever written. He touched me because he lives. I mean, the list goes on.
We all have purposes, folks.
We all have purpose. Live life,
Bill
people.
Bill Gaither's. He's here to write songs, bub.
Well, let's do final comments, because we coming up on an hour and 10 minutes here.
Oh, man.
Unless you want to make this a 2-hour megasode.
No. I just want to end it by saying this. Folks, You know, I say I'm not very politically motivated. I am to an extent, you know, and I just want to see some stuff change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and no, we were not perfect under Republican regime.
No.
As some people may call it. But we don't live in a perfect world. Nobody who's going to ever be in the politics is going to be perfect. Nobody who's a Christian is perfect.
No.
And so, and if you think you're a Christian and you're perfect, you best humble yourself real quick, because the Bible talks about that too.
Yeah, I need to hit the door.
Yeah.
Run down, hit the door in your house, run down local church, hit the altar.
But I'd like to end it off with some scripture, if you don't mind.
Well, I got one. You can either end it off with yours, and then I'll end off with
mine. Well, I hope we don't have the same one.
No, I don't think we do.
Mine's a shorty, but a goodie. Romans 10:13. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Well,
Romans 10:13.
That's a good one. Here's mine. And this goes along with a lot of what we talked about today. Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29:18.
Well, Dalton, you want to end us off in a prayer?
Yes, I can. And just want to say to everybody listening, thank you for sticking with us this long. Who knows? The next episode may be a month from now, 2 weeks from now. The next episode may be 45 minutes, or it may be 3 hours. We don't know.
The Lord tells us.
We're just shooting the crap.
Yep.
Next episode may be about WWE. It may be about Star Wars. Horror movies. Oh, no. We done ruined our testimony with horror movies. We can't say that.
Oh, my bad.
Bylaws. Bylaws. You can't watch horror movies. No, we can debate that if somebody wants to debate that.
We're all just supposed to sit around just staring at walls all day.
Yeah. We can go become the Amish. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Well, folks, I thank y'all for listening to me, my tyrant.
Yeah, subscribe, follow.
Yep.
Make sure if you're on Apple Podcasts, follow us, add us to your list. So every time we add something, it'll pop up on your feed. And who knows what kind of reaction we'll get from this episode from who knows who, but it was good.
Yeah. I think it was good. Well, Dalton,
end us in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord, and pray that we just keep following your will. And Lord, we pray that you just put your hand on this country, Lord, and guide the leaders.
Yes,
and Lord, just help us to be better Christians in the world, Lord. And Lord, we pray that you use this podcast to reach somebody who may be lost and who may need some guidance in life, Lord. Lord, pray you be with me and Thomas each day as we try to walk the Christian life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see you all next episode.
See y'all.